The year 2020 has been a year full of confrontations over race, and most of these confrontations are no laughing matter. But the comedian and TV writer Ziwei Fumodo has found a way to make them funny and also deeply uncomfortable. On her Instagram live show, she asks celebrities really awkward questions about race. But behind the humor, she is challenging her audience to grow. NPR's Sam Sanders has more.
There's no way to adequately describe Ziwei's show. You just have to hear it for yourself. Here she is interviewing popular food writer Alison Roman.
How many black friends do you have, Alison Roman?
I have, like, I would say 4 to 5 black friends that would pick me up at the airport.
4 to 5? You are the third person to say they have 4 to 5 black friends.
Here she is with award-winning black playwright Jeremy O. Harris.
So my first question to you is, Jeremy O. Harris, why do you hate black women?
I don't hate black women.
And here she is with actress and Me Too activist Rose McGowan.
Now, here's a question for you. Have you ever called the police on a black person before?
No.
We're in an alleyway, and I stab you repeatedly, okay? And you have a phone, and it's right within reach. Now, who would you call? Would you call 911?
If you stab me?
This show has made Ziwei Fumodo, she goes by Ziwei professionally, a star. In the last few weeks, she's been profiled by Vanity Fair and the New York Times. Critics are already calling her show on Instagram some of the best TV of the year.
So I did not expect that this is how everything would unfold, but I'm not surprised, no.
Ziwei says her interview style comes from her experience. She has to live race every day as a black woman, and that is often tough and awkward for her.
Every single day of my life, I've experienced racism since I was pulled out of my mother's womb. It's the worst. I hate it. But it's like, if I'm going to be marginalized every day of my life, then I'll be damned if you don't feel the same way.
And Ziwei has lived a life that's made her very aware of racial difference. She grew up in a community made up of Latinos and immigrants. And then she went to a very, very elite prep school full of rich white kids. Andover.
And having the experience of going from, like, Lawrence, Massachusetts, which is, like, this lower-income, like, inner city, to going to this, like, radically affluent town, I think really just, like, illuminated cultural differences and, like, the polarity of American experiences.
And Ziwei says she didn't just sit there quietly looking at all that difference.
I kind of just embraced that experience of being feeling like an other all of a sudden, you know, at 14 years old. And I kind of went headfirst into it and said, hey, you know what? I'm going to make people's lives hell.
But for all of her brutal honesty, Ziwei says she is not trying to get her guests canceled. And sometimes she'll save her guests from themselves. Like when she asked Alison Roman what she likes about black people.
Their food almost always tastes better than mine.
Okay, we're going to stop you right
way
there.
Better dancers.
Stop you right there.
Okay.
Ziwei says the point is always growth. Helping people understand the ways we all participate in racism or say things that are casually racist without even knowing it.
I'm the most happy when I have audience members message me in my DM saying, hey, like, I watched your show and I saw the way that the guests answered questions. And now I'm thinking about the way I would answer those questions. And I realized, like, hey, I'm not perfect and I have a lot to learn.
Learning and laughing a lot along the way. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
And you can hear more of Sam's chat with Ziwei on his podcast, It's Been a Minute from NPR.